You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
But now the problem is you're going to lose tons and tons of money because kids aren't going there anymore. You know?
And that's why nobody opened their mouth to begin with. They were protecting their turf. They knew this was bad for football and bad for the school. So they tried to sweep it under the fucking rug.
They just released.
And they got caught.
They just
released
yesterday.
Why didn't they just have Sandusky killed?
Because that's not how things work around these parts.
Like, they're that. Like, it's Pennsylvania. It's not like it's Texas. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, Friday Night Lights shit. Like, everything is football.
Why should take care of them?
Like, come on. I don't know.
He's molesting boys. We can't have this here.
Kill him.
This is Joe Paterno is Don Cooley. Don Paterno.
I'm trying to run a program here. This guy's fucking up my shit. I thought it was McQueary all along. I didn't know it was Sandusky.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerks on Riotcast, fucking.com.
Bum stickity bum stickity bum, hun. I got that open up a pump pump, but I can feed by a bold diddly bum. Here I come, so feed a piper. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie daisy. Now you got the crazy. With the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba do, hibbity hoo, cracker bruce, a trick or treat, throw my feet, yep, I dribbity drop the hit. The books get on your walk and spark that old shit. Shirt dress and double dress and swiggity smack some wigs, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. The jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone, skip the whole. I'd rather have my honeycomb, or preferably the sesame. Let's spiggity smoke the bread. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pass some lava set. Snap my neck for some lava set.
Jersey to Jersey.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. The name is Jersey Jerks. That's it. Make sure to follow us on every type of social network possible, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole spiel. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, or the TuneIn if you got a Droid. Niggles. What is up? I was enjoying that song. It was reminding me of middle school.
Oh, really?
Middle school dances. Yeah, I was like
middle school,
dancing
really?
Like that. Yeah.
You're doing the...
Yeah, that shaky thing where your tongue that, like wags.
That's fucking... What's his name? Flavor Flav.
Yeah, that's the shit. I love that.
Middle school for you, high school for us.
Yeah.
College.
We were the same age.
What do you
us
mean?
Too.
Are we the same age?
No, I'm saying you were in middle school when you were
fucking
32.
You. All right. Never mind. My bad.
Got it. Missy, that's real hip-hop.
I like it. I don't remember who sings it, though.
Das Effects.
Oh, shit. All right. Never would have guessed that.
And even though they say it about 100 and some times.
Did they show. Really?
Yeah. Can't understand a fucking word they're saying.
I just, like, remember the rhymey words.
The hook. They want effects.
Oh, they want effects?
Some DOS effects.
Some DOS effects. They do say it a million times.
What did you think they were saying?
I don't know.
Shiver me timbers, head for the hills.
Weeping willow.
I just thought they were saying stuff, but it wasn't.
They were just
computing.
They were just shooting out random words. Like, I even heard cereals in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shimmity, shimmity, ah, shimmity, oh.
What?
Right.
We should have her do our own version. Just start spitting weird shit.
Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah.
We got an instrumental.
Hold on, let me
freestyle over the instrumental.
I can't.
Not
freestyle.
The instrumental of that, but I'll find something.
Can you freestyle?
No.
Come on.
I can't freestyle. Do I look like I can freestyle?
Go ahead.
I can't freestyle.
It's slow enough for you.
No, well, Marco, you freestyle.
No.
I want Marco to freestyle. Nope. I vote Marco freestyles.
I vote Missy.
Marco.
The
Bobby
idea
O'Chris
was for you.
Yeah. I can't freestyle, man.
Just come out with silly
asshole.
Shit. Just
so what?
Silly shit.
And say what?
Anything you want. Doesn't matter.
Pick a
That's
subject.
The beauty of it.
I can't even rhyme, though.
But you don't have to even use real words. You just did shimmy.
I feel like that I was... See, with the shimmy, shimmy, y'all thing...
Right.
I was channeling my inner old dirty bastard.
Okay.
So
go ahead and channel your old dirty
bastard. He could rap, so go ahead.
He could rap.
He was a different kind of guy. Go ahead,
no.
Freestyle. Pick a subject of freestyle.
I can't.
No?
No, man. I'm not that creative on a whim like that.
Really?
You really think I can do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be asking you if I didn't do it. Wasting my fucking time.
You freestyle.
I can. I'm telling
you. You think I can?
Yeah.
All right.
You got a great imagination for it.
Pick something and rap about it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. She doesn't have to pick anything. She just,
whatever
fucking comes out of her mouth.
Whatever
it doesn't even have to rhyme.
Mouth.
It just go with the music. You know what I mean?
All right. Turn it up.
Turn that shit up.
One, two, one, two. Marco's got a beard. It is really weird.
Keep going.
Bob always brings coffee. Last week he brought pretzels. I wish you would have brought them again. Now I'm just drinking iced tea. And I smoked a menthol. And I wish I had another one right now. That's it. I rhymed the first line.
Word.
That's it.
That was good.
Word to your mother.
I liked it. That's a hit.
That is a hit.
That is a hit. Marco has beard and it's really, really weird.
That's the only thing that was good on that whole thing.
See, but that's really what they do.
Yeah, but they do it for 16 bars.
A fire.
I spit hot fire. You're too close, man.
I should be able to freestyle, though.
I think so.
I feel like my street cred just went down a bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but
I know.
I think you can build
what
it back up.
What about if you write a quick, not now, but write a little rap?
Think of a
rap?
You know what you do? Think of a song with a beat that you really like. Tell me what it is. I find the instrumental for you.
Okay.
Practice your lyrics, whatever you write down, and then we'll set it up in here.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, because that's not a problem.
I can do that. I'll do it for next week.
Okay.
I have to channel
3 years later.
I know. No, I'm really going to do it.
You're going
to
do it?
I'm going to do it. I have homework and stuff that I have to do. That actually like plays into it.
Okay.
I have to like let things out in a creative outlet way.
What, are you going to school?
No. I tried a different therapist that you guys told me to.
Oh, okay.
You did?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I went to a hypnotherapist.
Oh, ooh. Shit. You got to let me know how that shit works.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, you want to go and lose weight?
No.
Like on this?
Is it to lose weight?
No, not
they
to
put
lose
you
weight.
On there.
It was... When
why does everything got to be weight with me?
I know.
Quit smoking.
No, quit smoking would be the first thing.
Yeah.
That would be, it's kind of hard to lose weight when you smoke 2 packs a day.
That's true. That is true.
You really think so?
Really think what?
Don't you think quitting smoking, would make you gain weight?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you quit smoking, you'll actually have more energy and you'll last longer if you want to go on a treadmill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, if your lungs are shot, what the fuck's good going to a fucking gym? You'd be wheezing and fucking dying, you know? Doesn't
lift weights?
Yeah, but that only does so much. It's not going to make you lose weight.
Do you think that you should lift weights before you do cardio or after you do cardio? Because I've gotten multiple, like, people say do it before and people say do it after. Which one's better?
You're asking us?
Yeah.
You guys
seriously.
Have no idea?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I didn't know throughout your
listen
life.
Listen to the person
Listen, you used to be really skinny, and you used to work out.
Yeah, but I would never do. Mm-hmm. I honestly would never do them both in the same day. I had a day just for lifting and days just for cardio. Right.
Just listen to the person who's in the best shape.
Okay, done. Done and done. That's actually good that advice.
None of us, obviously.
None of you guys, but out of the people that have been telling me what to do.
Yeah, or you could just actually talk to someone who regularly goes to a gym and is really fit.
Yeah, everybody thinks they know everything about the gym.
Just talk to someone who's really fit.
That's just Google it. Everything on the internet.
No, Googling is so fucking woo.
It leads you astray.
Never ever get the right answer.
The internet, man, fucks with you every time.
It sure does fuck with you every time.
Yeah, you'll never get the fucking right answer. Mm-hmm. You'll get a billion different, answers. You'll never know which one's right. And then if you look at a forum or a message board,
everyone's just arguing. Yeah.
There's always that one asshole that will just fuck with you.
There's always there's 35 assholes now. Yeah. I remember when I first started, going on the internet, I used to be part of this Eminem, chat room thing.
What the fuck?
That was the very first website that I ever went on the internet was Eminem's website.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know the internet was around 10 years before Eminem?
Yeah, but the first
time you didn't have that in technology class?
No.
You didn't have that in your trailer?
No, shut the fuck up.
So would you steal the neighbors and just run the wire over?
No, my boyfriend at the time had a computer, and he was taking
Commodore
a shower.
64.
So I was like, oh, let me go on the computer.
It was right next to his Atari.
And that's the website that I went on. And I joined a fan club thing.
Jesus.
And I would talk in this forum with other Slim Shady fans and stuff. And there was always one asshole, but now, because I'm a YouTuber, crazy, I read the comments all the time, and every other person's an asshole.
Well, it's like that with anything.
It's
like
insane.
If you're curious about a medical condition and you go to one
Web
of those.
MD,
yeah, right.
You're going to die.
Well, no.
You're sneezing too much, you're going to die.
No. No. Like, if there's a forum where, doctors will actually,
chat with you.
Right. Yeah. So somebody will say, I have these weird abrasions that just showed up out of nowhere. And then if you look three comments down, some fucknut comes over and says, stop taking up the ass, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Something like that. It has nothing to do with the conversation. It's just one guy who's trying to be funny and actually succeeds because I laugh.
I know, and this is when I actually see people being supportive of one another in like chat type things like that, I am astonished now.
Mm-hmm.
That
lynch mentality behind
because everyone's so fucking mean.
Well, yeah, because
all the time
it makes everyone tough.
You could be an anonymous asshole online.
Yeah, but that's
that can even be your scream name.
Anonymous asshole. It probably is one. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't know. I remember I used to go to the South Jersey chat room. Not a lot, but often on AOL. And there was this one guy.
AOL.
Did you guys ever go in those chat rooms? Remember, you could only they would get full and the only way.
The only chat room I've ever been on is when I played the poker. And then they have the little chat box on the side.
Okay.
So anybody that's playing against you, they always talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I'll just write, fuck you. You know what I mean? Whatever.
His poker face.
Yeah, my fucking screen name was You Hold 'em For Me.
Was it really?
Yeah, because I played Hold 'em Poker.
Oh my god, so, I had a bunch of different screen names.
Yeah, well, I only played poker online. It's not
I had the AOL chat rooms and AIM and all that other crap. And Missalicious was one of them.
Missalicious.
Missalicious. Yeah, that was
Missile.
I forget the other one. Oh, Me Shady Never That. That was one too. Me Shady Never That. And that's
I
think.
Never NEVA?
Yeah, never.
All right, just making sure.
Very loser.
What in the fuck?
Hey, that was a long time ago. We all did stupid shit when we were young, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, not on chat rooms, but.
I didn't go in all the time. I just went in when I was bored.
No, I never did the chat room bit when it was still dial up anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was dial up.
Yeah, it was just you could barely get on the fucking line to do anything. I'm not gonna waste my time on some fucking chat room talking to strangers. I was just trying to fucking look
find
shit
some
up.
Porn.
Well, no, you could never – back then, you could never find porn on the net. Never.
That was so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you had to pay for everything, you know. And then you remember AOL, you could only go over a certain amount, and then it would, like, charge you. Forget it.
Yeah, it used to suck.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Now, pull it up on my phone right now.
Hell yeah.
All the porn all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Tube8.com, Pornhub.com.
You jizz.
That's such a horrible
Red
name.
Tube.
That is a horrible name,
Red
too.
Red Tube?
Red Tube. It makes me think of a dog's penis.
Red Rocket?
Yeah, like that's so gross. And what was the jizz one?
You jizz. X-Hamster.
What is that? I don't understand why X-Hamster.
I don't know. It's like, just the name of the fucking website.
But, like, why? Don't that's not me. Even sexual. Or is it? Is hamster like a sexual thing?
I don't think so. Panty hamster.
What's that?
Your pussy.
Oh.
Not yours, but a pussy.
But in general.
Yeah.
Panty hamster.
Yeah, panty hamster. What do you want me to call it? Lady purse?
No. All gross.
Whoa.
Wow. Well,
something fell.
What happened? Something just fell, dude.
All right.
Is this going to be a weekly segment now?
Marco dropped
the shit that Marco drops.
Marco dropped his mouse.
My mouse. Double click my mouse. There we go. We're all good.
Word.
You know, I kind of met a chick on one of those chat rooms. Not chat room. It was like one of those game sites. Used to play. Used to be multiple games like a Battleship and I don't know, all kinds of games. This was back in the when I had my first IT job. There wasn't much to do.
Windows 95.
It was it was Windows 98. Yeah, Windows 98. And this chick used to like send me shit.
Really?
Yeah. She was
like
married.
Nudie pics?
You like my dick?
She was okay. She wasn't bad.
How you skinny like my little dong. Chick.
What would she send you?
She would send me like bikini pics. Like her husband wasn't. He was more into hunting and fishing and shit. And
so she was looking for some male attention.
Yeah. So then she would call and like fucking.
Would you send her stuff back?
No. Nah, are you kidding me?
Look at my giant nipples.
Yeah. No, I never sent her anything back.
How? She wanted me to go to email?
She would send me like pictures. An email. Mm-hmm.
That happened to me once.
You have to wait for it to load.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Then she would even call. Like, I gave her my phone number. She would call. And then she'd be like, I want to masturbate with you on the phone. I'm like, go ahead. That's cool. And she would, you know.
Masturbate?
Put the phone down there. Well, yeah.
Punch her!
Yeah.
Would she masturbate with her phone?
I don't know what she was doing.
Did it sound like that?
Yeah. Ugh, actually.
God. Stop.
Yeah, I think her husband caught her.
That sound like
out
this.
Something to me or something. I don't know what happened. I never heard from her again.
Never heard
She's
from
probably
her.
Dead.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible thing to say.
What are we going to do?
Why would she be dead?
It sounds like he's dying.
You ever
man.
Have a guy make like weird fucking sounds? Like
no,
not like, nothing like that.
No, nothing like that ever.
I mean, who makes that really in real life?
I hope no one.
But
I would
you ever
be
have
terrified.
A guy
there are people
shit.
Out there that. There are people out there
that go
make
crazy
fucking
like
noises.
That.
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Why is that so hard to believe?
That just seems like it's.
That's. I mean, I'm not saying that was real, but then again, who the fuck knows?
He
I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like he's on King Dakka, like freaking out. Like,
is that another porn star? I don't know.
It's a fucking ride at Great Adventure.
Never had anybody like that?
No, like I'm trying to think.
You ever make a guy scream?
Yeah.
Get off me!
But like not like that. No. Like not bad.
Right. I didn't mean it that way. I meant good.
Not like that either.
Well, no.
I'm trying to think. Oh my God, that's horrible. I'm like picturing that.
Oh my God.
No. No, definitely not. That's insane. I actually can't remember a lot. I'm like thinking back.
Must have not been, because you wouldn't know somebody disagreed.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That would be something that I think would definitely stick out in your mind.
Yeah.
Nah. I guess I'm lame.
No.
I would be terrified if someone did
that. How many times were you fucked up, though, too? Like, you know, after a night of drinking and shit, you're with somebody.
I don't really like that.
No, you're with them, though. That's like they're your boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean like a one-night stand. I mean like you guys go out, you get hammered, and then, you know, how many times you remember that shit, you know?
Probably not very
often. It probably starts to all run together at some point.
Well, that's like a rare occurrence. I'm weird with that. I just like to go to sleep.
Oh, really?
When I'm drunk. Yeah, I don't really like having sex when I'm drunk.
Well, as far as you know.
As far as I know. Anything can happen. Who knows?
She wakes up the next day, my butt hurts.
Yeah, right.
What about other drugs?
No, not really. Especially like drugs that you think that you would want to have sex on. I don't like doing anything.
Like ecstasy?
Yeah. I'm like, don't touch me.
Ecstasy is impossible to have sex on.
It's so, I'm like, I need my space. Stop touching me. Like,
no, see, I didn't get that vibe at all. You want to be touched when you're on ecstasy.
Most people do. I'm very bizarre.
You didn't want to be touched? Really? Dude, I'd be in a fucking club, and some dude will like literally bump in you because it's so packed, and I'd be like, oh. You know what I mean? Like, because you get that ripple feeling, like that, you know, like the ripple in a pond feeling. It's like, oh, it's like resonating throughout.
This one time I remember it being really, like, having that kind of good feelings, mm-hmm. but it was different. I wanted to, me and my friend had like a competition going on to see how many guys we could hook up with that night. Mm-hmm. And I was like more.
Jesus Christ.
No, just kissing. Not
right.
like sex.
Right.
But it was shampoo.
And, oh, yeah. Shampoo. Many a times. I remember you.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, that one time was really cool. Like it felt like it was feeling good. But then I didn't really want people touching me. My friend did this one thing where she like said that she was going to put me through the floor, but like slowly, and it actually did feel like that. She like laid me on the ground,
right,
and then like on my face, and then grabbed my arms like behind me.
Wait, she sat on your face.
Let's talk slower.
And then like she lifted me up, so like you're in like a kind of yogi type.
Yeah,
she gave you a camel clutch.
She gave her the camel clutch, Martha.
Oh, stop.
Is that what that was?
The camel clutch. So you're laying on your stomach, right?
Yeah, laying on my stomach.
And she pulls your head up?
No, like just my arms.
Oh, yeah, camel clutch.
Yeah, it's like a camel clutch.
Camel toe clutch.
Arms are like that? Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that? What's a camel clutch?
It's a fucking wrestling move from like the 70s, 80s.
So she lifts you up to where you're like...
Like a surfboard?
Bent. Not like a surfboard.
Like a banana.
I mean like... Yeah, like a banana.
Yeah.
And then she really slowly like... Put you like back in the spot,
right?
And it felt like you went through.
It's kind of like that thing where you
the way she did it.
It's kind of like that
cool.
thing where someone holds your arms together and you're trying to.
Yeah,
go up
and then it's
and then
like,
when you let go, you're just like, hey, what's
you can
up?
Do that in a doorway too.
Oh, really?
Like if you like if we open that door and like pressed on each side,
right?
And then press, and then try and put your arms down. They won't. They'll go like this.
Okay.
I did it before, but that other thing, yeah. But that time was pretty cool.
You know what's great?
What?
I remember my ex and her friend, they were doing this down my back with their fingers. Like, not hard, just, you know. And it was just like,
The best feeling?
Yeah, you're just like, I had like a dog boner.
I used to have to teach people this thing that I used to like to do when I was little.
Head?
No. And I would want them to do that to me, but that's it. Like, I couldn't get, like, real, like, sexual, but it's like, did you ever hear it? It's like, you do it on the back, and it's like, X marks the spot with a circle and a dot, that whole spiel.
Okay.
I used to like that, but that's it. I would always have some sort of, like, mental breakdown while I was on drugs. Yeah.
Really?
Like, it's something.
There's no more blow pops.
Most of the time, it was positive, but there were some times that it was negative.
Okay.
But yeah,
a positive mental breakdown.
Well, like I would go off into another land, like where it's like,
right.
You know,
who dares enter my town?
Like I told you about the time that everything went black and white and everything looked like it was drawn with a pencil.
No. What are you, in an AHA video?
It looked like the AHA video.
Is that me? Is that me? Was I too loud?
It looked like that AHA video. I only did that once, and it was LSD 25s. And everything
That's
looked...
That's not ecstasy.
No, but I mean, I think there was LSD and ecstasy at the end, right? Wasn't ecstasy a little bit of everything at the end of it?
No, if you didn't get the pure one.
Yeah.
But it didn't have LSD in it. It had heroin, it had coke, probably
huge
some household
fan
cleaner. God knows what else it had in it.
Oh, yeah, it had a lot of different shit in it. I remember that.
I never had LSD, though. I never hallucinated.
It was basically the hot dog of drugs.
Yeah, pocket dog.
Yeah. Well, LSD had a very, you get a very insane body high from it, which
was
cool.
Yeah, but you also hallucinate.
You hallucinate out of your goddamn mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Ecstasy, I never hallucinated.
I did a little bit, but not enough. Never. Like, just like colors and stuff with like.
No, you get the runner, you get
the
tracks.
Beat and shit like that.
That's it, the tracks. Yeah. Like, if you look at a light and you go this way, you can still see the tracks of the light. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that. It wasn't like a hallucination.
No, I would hallucinate.
I was
a
fucked
lot.
Up.
Yeah, the hallucinating of LSD. That's what I like. That's why I don't think I liked ecstasy that much. Mm. Because it was like all this body high and I didn't really do anything with it. Because
oh,
I was
no.
like,
so
don't touch me.
So you gotta be prepared for that.
Yeah, I don't ever want to do it again. The hangover from that was always very horrible.
Yeah, that is true. Not so much that it's a hangover. You're just you're suicidal
miserable.
For the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Like you're ready to take your own life.
Yeah, you're so angry. Yeah. And like nothing puts you in a good mood.
I wasn't angry. I was just like depressed as shit.
When I did Angel Dust, I was real angry when I finally came out. Because I didn't even know that I was doing it. And then I was up for like fucking 37 hours or some shit. And then I was so mad. And then I was mean for like a week. To people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was like throw shit at them. Shut the fuck up.
Did you turn Puerto Rican on them or something?
I would. One of my ethnicities.
Missy, I didn't know you liked to get wet.
I
butt
know.
Naked.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Jeez. It was behind the Philly Diner.
Really?
I thought it was weed. It smelled funny.
It smells kind of funny.
And I was like, this isn't weed. This smells weird.
So when you realized that it wasn't weed, because you realized it after your first hit.
Oh, yeah.
You kept smoking without knowing what it was? Yeah, I did the same thing before.
With Angel Dust?
No. It was, they told us it was opium afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you're like
you
in
hit it
at
and
that
like,
point.
You know it's not weed. And you're like, well, fuck it. You might as well keep going.
No, see, I'd stop.
I never did it again. Because it was such a horribleness. I was like that. Like, I was like.
You were like Debo?
No, I was like.
Or you were like that.
And I was like snarling all the time. I was like.
Smokey and Debo's chicken coop.
Yeah, like that. But I was angry. I was like that. I would snarl. I tried to like hide in my room for a couple days, like didn't work. And, like my mom would open the door, I'd throw stuff at her. Get the fuck away. Yeah, like that. So never do that again. Decided against that.
That was a smart choice.
Yeah, I was like, why did it make me so angry? Jesus. I just chalked it up to the 37 hours of not getting sleepy, get cranky, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I also did acid once for a week straight. That was...
You know that explains a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
That puts everything in perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like the last time I ever really did anything. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything like
what
that.
What about the coke at the fucking toilet seat?
Hey,
you
man.
Said the last time I did anything.
Oh, no, I mean...
Oh, you mean like LSD?
Yeah, like anything like that. I tried to do it, but then it got stolen, so I took that as like a sign to not do it. Because it was weird. Like, did I ever tell you this story? When we went to a Stain concert at Susquehanna Bank Center? I think it was called like the E Center at the time.
Okay.
And we got like VIP parking, which is right in the front. My friend had a tracker. So we're like, oh, it'll be fine. It's in the VIP parking. Mm-hmm. Well, they sliced her tracker fucking hood, and they stole my wallet, which had the acid in it. But we had a half a pound of weed under the seat, and they didn't take that.
Where was the acid?
The acid was in my wallet and my purse.
Where was your purse?
Underneath the seat.
Next to the weed?
Next to the weed.
Jeez.
My guess would be
they felt the purse and they were like, gold, you know, gold mine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's it was
what
a half pound, though.
A what?
A half pound of weed.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was it in a clear plastic bag?
I don't think so. It wasn't a brick. It was like, we like broke it up and stuff because we smoked some. Right.
But you do sell the rest?
No, we smoked it. We just got it from somebody.
Dude,
does
she look like someone who sells the shit?
Yeah, she put
I
it
did.
In a ball
I used to sell.
Did
I
you really?
Drugs,
I would think you just smoke your own
no,
stash.
No, I had to when I lost my job. Wow. I didn't know what to do.
Couldn't get another job.
I didn't want to get another job. I wanted to party but still make money. And anyway, they took the acid. But you know what's weird? They would like send me my shit back randomly.
What?
Like the purse. It was like this baby fat purse with like a baby fat wallet. And like,
that's
you know.
PHAT.
PHAT, okay, of course, with a little cat. And like my lipstick and like whatever girly crap that I had in there. And like my wallet was in there, obviously, with my ID and everything. I didn't drive it this time yet. I still didn't get my license. So I was like, fuck it. I don't have to go get a ID. I don't care.
Right.
And then everything over the next 6 months, everything got sent back to my house.
So maybe somebody knew who knew you fucking
yeah,
took
but
it.
Randomly. So like the purse would come, then my cell
like
phone.
Like in the mail?
In the mail. In the fucking
why wouldn't they send it all at once?
No, in the mail randomly.
They were sending her a message.
I didn't know what to, I was like they
sent her a message.
I moved shortly after that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You were tired of getting your own shit back?
I was just like, I had rebought
my
phone.
The next package was a bomb.
I was like, it was
my
weird.
Shoe.
Like, this was before, like, insurance really existed for cell phones, so I spent, like, $300 on this awesome, like, flip phone that fucking, like, sang Blue Cantrell to me, and, like, I loved it.
Blue
that,
Cantrell?
Hit like,
him up
the
style.
Hit 'em up style. It was the very first ringtone I ever downloaded. It. And it was, like, in Bitway. Like, the Bitway, it's like...
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. The MIDI.
I love that fucking phone, man. When I would close it, this little octopus would walk across the screen.
You sure that wasn't a drug?
No, it was the shit. It was purple. I loved it. I spent $300 and rebought that phone and got it back in the mail. And fucking within 3 months, I was so mad. Like, what the fuck? I think I still have that phone somewhere. I loved it. It was a
Sanyo. Did they leave a note?
No,
nothing.
Man.
Thanks for the acid.
No, but I never got the acid back.
That's what he
I also didn't get other personal things, like, you know, those pennies that you, like, put in a machine and then you, like, crank it and it would be like, you were at the zoo.
It would imprint. It would, yeah.
Yeah, like, they never sent me them back. It was weird.
They probably cashed them in.
Fuck you!
Like, they would send me back and there was money and they didn't send the money back. But yeah, purse and the wallet, like, baby fat was kind of expensive then.
They didn't want your shit.
But it was, like, expensive then. You
send her back this shit purse.
You thought they would
shit wallet.
Sold it at Broadway or
this
whatever.
Black purse for black people.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's a knockoff fat was spelled F-A-T.
Oh. I love that.
Blah.
I love baby fat. I saw somebody in Walmart yesterday wearing baby fat sneakers.
Holy shit.
I was like, they still make this shit? I had no idea. It's probably at Fort Mills or something.
Is this the song you're talking about?
This is my very first ringtone that I ever did.
Is your ringtone?
Yeah. I should make that my fucking ringtone for like...
Hello, it's Missy. You reach Missy.
I love that goddamn song. But it was like done in that bit way where it was like...
The MIDI file.
Yeah. I love that shit.
That was garbage.
I love
that. That used to be the shit back
That was the first
day.
Cell phone I ever texted on. Love that
oh
goddamn
God.
Phone. Yeah, I was like...
Jesus.
I love that phone. It was my favorite phone I ever had, but technology, like...
Fuck
you can't
you
fucking
over.
Use it now. I think I still have it somewhere. I love that phone. It was my favorite... It took me forever to get a smartphone.
Do you guys remember when my phone was all fucked up? I got so mad that I threw it up against the wall when we were living together.
No.
It was in the living room. You don't remember that?
Why did you do that?
Smashed into 1,000 pieces.
Then it definitely didn't
work.
Well,
no, it was fucking broken. Like, the flip part was busted. It would bend all the way back. And I couldn't I couldn't get a phone call or nothing. No, I could charge it, but it was worthless. Nothing worked. So I was like, motherfucker. I threw it up against the wall.
At that point, what do you have to lose?
You just made me think. Well, yeah, I went the next day and got another one. Fucking piece of shit.
Fucking flip phones.
Fucking phones.
I love that phone. It was a Sanyo.
What?
Sanyo. Is that a real thing? Am I just making
that
up?
Is that a new rapper?
Sanyo.
S-A-N-Y-O.
Sanyo, yeah.
Is that real?
I didn't know they made phones.
Yeah, Sanyo.
Yeah, it was a shit and an octopus that fucking danced across the screen. And then, and then after that, that was like an extremely important that an animal closed my phone at some point.
Yeah, I lost you there.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like when you close the flip screen, there was like a little tiny like display, and when you close it, the octopus was like. The next one I had did a penguin. Then there was a whale one. This one I downloaded an app so that I have it. Look, I'll show you. Look.
I didn't see it. Let me see it.
What the fuck?
He's a little space guy. I can make him walk across the screen. He's fun. He has a little hard hat on.
You imbecile!
But yeah, like that.
It's like you're 10.
It's the little things in life, Marco.
That's what makes you happy. That's good.
That's what makes me happy.
So, how did the new therapist? How's that working
out? The hypnotherapist?
Yeah, the hypnotherapist.
A lot good. I went 3 times last week.
3 times?
2 hour sesh.
Jesus.
Wow.
6 hours. She's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it a woman?
Woman.
Why is she awesome? What makes her awesome than the other people?
They smoked weed afterwards.
Do you know why?
They scissored.
Do you know why? No. She is pretty, though.
Is she? That's why you're sticking.
Oh, yeah.
You motherfucker. You got a crush on her. No wonder why you're sticking with this.
No, she was the only one that could get through to me because once I talked to the client. Wait. Oh, hello. The last one, when I told her what you guys told me to say, like that I was like lying and stuff.
The theory?
Yeah.
You
I was like
the pussy before the pussy becomes something else.
Oh, there you go. There you go. She said, I think you'll benefit from hypnotherapy because you can't lie.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit, all right.
Did she actually put you under yet?
Yeah, she put me under all 3 times.
There
yeah.
She is, motorboating.
She was cool. She's definitely cool. And she's understanding. She's not judgmental.
This is fun.
We're like pals. They're not floppy. We're pals. She is pretty, though.
Missy, what can I do for you today?
Something seriously wrong with my...
Where'd you find this woman?
From the other woman.
Oh, really? You told the other woman that you suck, I want a new one?
No, I said, I'm lying to you. I don't think you're going to help
me. Look, bitch, you're going to give me a new one, and she better be hot.
And she said, I figured you were lying to me because a lot of shit you said don't really make sense.
She's not lying. Doesn't make much sense either.
That's the thing. She's not lying. She's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. So she was like, oh, I think you'll benefit from working with this woman. So she's like, work with this woman.
I can't wait to come.
So I did. That's such a and I like her. That. She gives me good advice so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
She's getting to know me.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you tell her, like, do you really tell her the good stuff, though?
Apparently, I tell her shit that really? I've never even knew.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Apparently, I've blocked doorways that I had opened.
So. I've never seen a dinosaur bone in my life.
I can't wait till that comes out.
She said, Miss, there's dinosaurs, man. I know, it's hard to believe.
Like, but. do you ever talk to her about shit? Like, just, like, regular stuff that bothers you? Like... Hey, Doc, I don't mean to sound weird, but do you know if the soul leaves the eyes?
No, I did get like in a real stoner conversation with her did about you? The herbs, though. Yeah.
About the what?
Like the earth.
Oh, they said the herbs. I was like, boy, I was really? Like,
I was like, don't you ever freak out? Like, because at any given moment, like, we could die.
Right.
And I was like, say, like, the earth, like, jumped like off of its gravitational pull or whatever.
Whoa.
We would all just like spontaneously combust in like blast a million me. Little pieces. And I was like, doesn't that freak you out? And she was like, yeah, but what are you gonna do? And I'm like, fuck. I was like, that's true. You're right. There's nothing you can do. She's like, you wouldn't fail it, so who cares? And I was like, what the fuck? I like you.
So you didn't get like all bummed out like you do here?
No, man, because really? I feel like I'm getting like
she's here, she gets all bummed out.
Oh my god.
Because she knows we're all judging her.
This changes everything.
Yeah, like
I do,
that soundbite right there.
You guys are judging me.
When we told you about the fucking eyes, you're
oh
like,
oh my god, this changes everything. Because, man, the difference is, and you guys are going to make fun of me, and
no.
That's why I don't want to say it.
No.
But you're not going to knock me down, all right? I'm not going
to let Morocco.
I'm not letting you.
Wait.
She thinks that I am brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no. Fuck you.
So, Sorry. Well, that's not a bad thing. That's great.
I know, but then you guys always talk about how dumb I am.
Maybe, listen.
Brilliant meaning
See,
like...
See, that's saying a fat girl has a pretty face. That's a mean thing to say.
Hey. I'm right here. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. She thinks you're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's wrong with that? She didn't say exactly what you were brilliant on, though.
She thinks that I'm smart.
Okay, but she didn't specify in what category.
What my brilliance is stand for.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But she said that she thinks
And
that
you know
I'm
what?
Brilliant.
I bet you that in some way you probably are. No, I'm just saying. You probably there's probably a part of you that we know nothing about, like an aspect of your life where you are brilliant. We're just like we would never know because we don't see it. We're not there for it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I feel like you guys can't think that I'm that stupid though.
Stupid bitch.
Wait.
That's a mean one. Wait. I'm really fucking
No, wait, hold on a second. I don't know how to explain it.
Like, I think you guys, like, worry about my, like...
No, I don't worry.
Well, fuck you then.
I'm good.
Never mind.
I mean, I worry about you, sure. I don't, like...
You can't backtrack now.
There's no backtracking. What do you think I'm worried... What did you think we were worried about? I didn't let you finish.
You didn't.
No, so go ahead.
Like, at work and stuff, you think that I...
Well,
like
you told us
person.
No. You told us that you act normal at work.
I do.
And then when you're here on the show, this is who the real you is.
Yeah.
And that scares me.
Why?
Because it's kind of crazy some of the shit you spout out. I can't say it's brilliant.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't live in fucking Ebola land. Like, see, you said Ebola land last week. Like, what the fuck, man?
That was a creative way of trying to talk about
You're
somewhere.
Not talking to toddlers, man.
But I didn't know, and I wanted you guys to know what
That's
I
like
was
something
talking
a fucking
about.
Kindergarten teacher would say. Well, kids, Ebola comes from Ebola land. You know?
Are you on medication? Did she put you on medication yet? Mm-hmm. No? She's going to stick with that.
She doesn't want to stunt your brilliance?
No, she doesn't know exactly what's wrong with me. She thinks that she has theories, but she says she needs to talk to me
more. She has theories?
She does. She said as of right now, she has a little bit of theories, but she said that they cancel each other out. She said it's very interesting. She said She thinks that I'm very interesting.
Oh, that you are.
Okay.
There's no joking there.
Yeah.
You might be one of the most interesting people that ever walked the planet.
Agreed.
Can't rap, though. Can't freestyle.
That's okay. That was pretty good for
You gotta start somewhere.
There we go.
Right.
I have to rap next week. Okay.
Next thing you know, you're duetting with Eminem.
That would be so fucking badass.
Simmering.
Oh my god, I should rap about all the crazy shit that I rap that I've said on here.
Yeah.
These words are hard as shit.
I'm gonna have to go back in time.
Gondwanaland.
Really?
Is that next to Ebola land?
I know, right? Like, what the fuck?
Oreos.
You know what, though? Talking to this chick and her, like, opening all these doors and me, like, remembering stuff that I never even knew happened.
Really?
It kind of makes me feel like a lot of my... It's weird.
You have repressed memories.
Yeah, I have a shitload of them.
Did something really bad happen to you when you were a kid?
No, nothing like
you didn't
too...
get diddled. See, I honestly thought this whole time something happened to you as you were young.
It wasn't
and
that bad.
You kind
though.
Of like whoosh, fucking.
Like I can talk about it. I won't get upset if you guys want to talk about it.
That's
I mean,
totally
it's
up to you.
Okay, I mean, it's not. It might not make for a good conversation.
Why? It's not
I mean,
because
it's not sexy. Yeah, it's not sexy. Well, I told you guys before that I was raped, so you already knew that. Like that's something that I
who did it again?
My ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So that's something that's already
I don't
out
buy
there.
That.
Oh, thanks. But that I remember
excuse
that.
Me,
shut up. That's true. And he's dead now. So rest in
Drop
peace.
Drop your pants.
Rest in peace. Fuck him. He raped you.
Nah, we pieced everything up.
Okay.
I forgive you for raping
me.
Fuck out of here with that.
Listen.
Karma.
Yeah, listen. It's fine.
Okay.
It's probably because of the way she was dressed anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you. But no, when I was like eight, like one of my neighbors.
Whoa, when you were eight?
Yeah.
I like where this is going.
Oh my God. You're so gross. One of my neighbors, like.
Bitch, show me a thing.
Oh, shit. Oh my God.
That came out of left field.
I can't breathe. Oh God.
Holy shit.
Okay. Yeah. So oh, when God. I was eight.
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
This neighbor guy, like, he said that he would only give me these M&Ms if he could put them in my, like, panties.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop. He said,
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you to suck my dick.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. He said he would give you M&Ms, but he has to put them in your panties while you're wearing them?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know they're going to melt in your snatch, not in your hands?
Melt in my snatch, not in my hands.
Yeah, melting your hamster, not your hands.
Oh, my God. So there's that. That's not really serious, but apparently that.
Look at that shite boob.
There you go. And then there was this other time that I can't get into specifics about, but it was like around the.
You're not fucking idiot.
Oh, no. But it's around that general, like, thing. Like,
vagina?
Yeah.
Same person?
No. That's why I don't want to get into specifics because it's
okay.
Just
someone
else.
Closer to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there was that, but it wasn't like I wasn't like fucked by anybody or anything like that. Right. Or
did
like,
M&Ms get stuck in your pubes on the way down?
No, it was in a package. It was in a box. Remember when M&Ms?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't a box. That was the whole point. Let's put these back in the box. Was he like creepy Rob Lowe? Like in his commercials?
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Hi, I'm Rob Lowe, and I'm creepy Rob Lowe.
It was like creepy Rob Lowe. So there was those times, but apparently that has to stem with my commitment issues and stuff.
Your
like
what?
That. Commitment issues.
Oh, commitment.
Yeah, I
can't even say the word.
I thought I was stroking out. I was like, wait, what, huh?
So that's where that shit comes from that, from okay. Like, well, I don't know.
Do you still eat M&M's?
Do you want to know something fucked up?
What? No. You don't.
Trigger? Is that a trigger?
I don't.
Like, the trigger
I just don't eat M&M's. How fucking weird is that?
That's weird. But
and if there's like, you know how if there's cookies, like a chocolate chip cookie.
With the M&M's in it?
I won't eat the chocolate chip cookies with the M&M's.
It makes
perfect
sense.
So it's like, it's all coming together, man.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, but that is weird. I would never get like angry at the cookie, die cookie or anything like that. But I would like,
you're fucking retarded.
If people were like, oh, do you want an M&M? I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You flick the M&M out of the cookie.
Yeah, I wouldn't even eat it. I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Wow, weird, right?
No, it makes perfect sense.
I know.
It does. It actually
but I wouldn't
does.
Get
no,
like
it makes sense. It's weird that Eminem is your favorite rapper.
I know.
That's the only Eminem you would like in your pants.
Although there were other M&Ms in her box.
Oh, my God. This conversation went so different than I thought. But I like it.
Dun, dun, dun,
well, listen,
dun,
you warned dun, us dun. That it wasn't going to be a fun conversation.
Yeah.
So what did you expect us to do?
I like it. I like it. So, yeah. So that.
If you
that
had
stuff.
One shot.
So, any other candy you got stuck in your pussy?
Yeah, no sugar.
Maybe a Skittle?
No.
Twizzler?
No, Skittle is my nickname in high school.
Because you let people put Skittles down there?
No.
Your asshole.
Is that why nobody goes near your asshole?
Nobody goes near my asshole because I don't let them.
Because they once poured Skittles
wrong.
In your asshole.
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
Never. It is the eighth wonder of the
why
world.
Why they call you Skittle?
Skittles.
Skittles.
Because I was always eating them. I just always had Skittles on me all the time. I was always eating them. But not the green ones, so I'd flick the green ones at people.
Why didn't you eat the green ones? They all taste the same.
I don't eat green candy. I have no idea why.
She was raped,
I'll probably
she was raped
find
by
out.
Green when she was younger too.
I'll probably find out later on in life.
She was raped by the color green when she was younger too.
I don't eat green candy. I really don't.
Green actually shoved his cock in her mouth when she was three.
I don't know. I don't know why though, but
do you not like Kermit the Frog?
No, I don't like. I like green
his name
things.
Was Kermit. It could
be
Kermit.
Like I like green vegetables and stuff like that.
I
just
green
don't
apples.
Like, yeah, I just don't like green candy.
Okay,
that's it.
All right.
I know it's bizarre.
Mm. You got a reason for everything.
Apparently. I'll find out later on. My sweets. Somebody, and why I like sweets.
Somebody stuck a watermelon blow pop up your cunt.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
The blow pop.
The watermelon is green, so think about that.
See, I know that a watermelon is green, but I don't ever associate it with green. I always associate it with red. I think because what you eat is red.
Right. You don't eat
so when fucking they make artificial candy fucking green and it's watermelon flavored, I get angry. Because I'm like, it's red, yo.
Okay. It's red, yo. You fucked up.
So I like to, I'm glad that I'm finding out why I prefer the type of candy that I like. So.
Yeah.
She thinks that it's going to, it's something deeper, even deeper than that. So I'm ready.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's getting to the middle of this.
Yeah.
Playful secrets.
This is interesting. This is good. This is good, though.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. I feel awesome. I feel good. Like, I feel, like, positive, and I feel like everything's starting to, like, get in order in my brain.
Have you cried yet?
No. She makes me laugh. Why is that funny?
I'm sorry.
She does. She makes me laugh. So she'll turn something that seems like it'll be sad and then make it funny.
I smell fish.
But without being mean.
What are you saying?
Get out of here, you pussy!
If she ever bees mean to me, I'll be sad, though.
If she ever bees mean to me. Well, we know one of the things you're not brilliant at.
So wait. Do you think maybe when you were raped by a dictionary when you were
Oh my God.
Just raped by textbook in general.
Yeah.
Any textbook.
Yeah, any textbook will do.
History, science.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, man.
What's crazy?
Just the whole thing, like that.
It's weird.
Because I kind of had a feeling that something was wrong, like something happened to you.
Yeah, but it's not that serious. Like, I thought it was
serious. There's one we haven't talked about. It's got to be serious if you haven't talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? But
it's
that's
just
my
more
point.
Serious, yeah.
But, well.
But it's not really that. It's the same general idea. Like, nobody penetrated shit. But they, like, were creepy as fuck. Like.
Well, nobody penetrated shit.
No, I mean, I was definitely a virgin until I was 17 years old.
Right.
So that's good.
Unless you repressed your hymen and just.
I remember that shit. It hurt.
It hurt?
It hurt like hell, and I bled for fucking like 3 days. It was horrible. Jeez. I was like, I'm never having sex again. And then I did.
Who would have known you went the opposite direction
without it? Oh, there he is.
There he is. There's that guy. Wow. That's pretty cool, though. It's a hypnotherapist.
Yeah, it is cool.
I like that.
I didn't think I would like that.
Well, you never know unless you try. Same thing with anal. You got to give it a shot sometime.
Oh, the anal. I don't know.
You never know.
I don't think I'll like it. I really don't.
Try it.
I don't like it.
I'm not one of those people that like to poop. Like
what?
Yeah. I mean, I do because I have to, but I don't.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
No, I don't hold it in.
You know what happens if you hold it in too long, right?
It's sick.
No, it starts coming up through your.
Oh, shut up.
No, yeah, seriously.
It blocks your intestine.
But it starts to go the other way. As you produce it, if you're holding it in, if you're squeezing your cheeks or whatever.
Every day at 10:30.
That's how
to Okay.
You set an alarm for that?
No, that's.
Oh, the moment she clocks in at work, I got to shit.
I do. I don't know why.
You're not even work for a half hour.
Half hour. I poop every day at 10:30. I don't know why.
Hold on, boss. I'll be right back.
I poop. And that's it. I don't get pleasure out of it. It's getting it out. Get on with your day.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
It takes less than a minute. It's fast.
Less than a minute.
Less than a minute. I poop every day at the same time for less than a minute. Listen, that's right after I have my first cup of coffee. That's why. Yeah. Are you guys having fun? You're like, Bobby's beat red.
That's good.
Bobby is completely
don't have a heart attack.
Him and Chris are just playing fart sounds back and forth with each other.
Oh yeah, fart jokes, fart sounds.
Fart sounds are still the best.
That's why you guys like Dumb and Dumber so much.
Now I'm gonna leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
Was that a fart?
You got some problems? I don't get it. What? I don't get why fart jokes are so funny.
Why?
Because
they're funny. Well, we can relate to it.
Really?
I can.
Like, why is that funny? Like, when you poop and make those noises, do you laugh at yourself?
Absolutely, I do.
Do you really?
I do. I'll be sitting
there laughing because she said 10:30.
Oh, man.
And he played the fucking alarm clock. Oh my god, I'm addict.
Holy shit.
But
just the way everything just went down was just fucking
it was perfection.
Sweat my ass off.
Holy shit.
You guys want to take a break?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you gotta take a shit?
It's not 10:30.
10:30 a.m.
You're gonna have a close encounter of the third kind.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Everybody, we're gonna take a little.
Hold on, I'm ready. I told you.
Fabio's not ready. Never mind.
Can't go through this shit every fucking week.
Sorry, I'm building up for a while. Sorry, I'm sorry.
What the
I'm so
fuck?
Sorry, oh. I guess.
So that's why I don't think that I'll like anal. Because I don't like to poop.
You don't have to poop while you're having anal.
I know, but everybody
it's
says
it's your choice, but it probably costs you $30 extra.
If you do, you'll probably get donkey punched.
Guys always said, oh, doesn't it feel good to poop? Just think about it, it's the opposite way. And I'm like, no, it doesn't feel good to poop. I just poop because I
poop
have
pooping's the best. It's wiping that sucks.
I don't like pooping.
So Margo just doesn't wipe then?
No, I just pull them off.
Do you have a bidet?
A what?
A bidet.
No, I don't bidet. Baby wipes, baby. Baby wipes.
Baby wipes. Kind of gross.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go. Yeah, so because I don't enjoy pooping, I probably wouldn't enjoy anal sex. That's where I get it from.
Gotcha.
Plus, want to stretch it out? Is it as elastic as... Is it as a like a vagina?
Yeah, it's like a headband.
A vagina is meant to get stretched and whammed back together, like
whammed back together.
But like a butthole's not, right?
Like
because like boobs never like that big.
That's hemorrhoid, brother.
All right,
I'm ready now.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding!
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding!
All Apple.
Ding!
All Android.
Ding!
And most phones.
Ding!
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals! Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
Nope!
We're back.
Hello.
You alright? You recovered from that?
No, not yet.
No?
Sorry, dude. Your mic was off.
Oh. Get used to it. There's going to be some changes around this motherfucker.
Cocksucker. Yeah, I mean, my head is fucking splitting right now from laughing so hard.
That was pretty funny.
I go every day, 10:30.
Chris would have sounded like right on.
Yeah, no shit. Anyway. Boy, it's amazing how Missy could talk to us about her hypnotherapy, and then we just burst out in the fucking laughter.
Sounds about right.
You must think we're fucking stand-up people, man. Jesus Christ.
Do you go to your friends like, those guys are assholes?
It's only a matter of time before she talks about us to her hypnotherapist.
No. I don't talk bad about you guys, but I think I should talk to them about you.
You should.
But what are you going to say? I mean, we don't impact your life like that.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now what's going on, okay?
She's going to tell her
Chris is an enabler.
Chris Mark, just wants to see me burn.
No. I think he's just an enabler. I think he gets a laugh watching you, like, guiding you towards stupidity. Marco just straight up fucking
hates her.
Well, no, but just like, you know, you're stupid.
Yeah, like in the end.
Right. And I'm just constantly fucking ragging on you like an old parent.
Yeah.
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 Because I'm always like, no. That's not it. Like, you know, anything you say, like,
always.
Look at this.
You argue with
whether it's the shark
said.
Selfie or anything else. It's like, no, you know, any intro we've ever played where.
If I were going to kill myself, you would be the reason. If it was because of the show.
Oh, man. That's a revelation.
You know what? I don't care.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Oh, my God.
And that's another thing, by the way. That's 90% him with the sound bites.
With the bitch.
This woman, if she listened to this show, she'd be like, they're 90% of your problem.
No.
Leave.
Come on. This is an outlet.
It's fun. We don't really think you're that stupid.
I don't believe you.
Then Marco just looked at me like,
I don't believe you. But nice try.
I told you what my reasoning was. I don't know if it's really stupidity or just the fact that you think like a child. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my reason. That's it.
She's like a child.
Her imagination is just way too overwhelming for her sense of, like, reality. And like she said, reality is no fun. Right. So she's got to make it interesting. So she uses the imagination
part.
That'll
work in life.
Right. But, like, that's my
point.
Hey,
man, it's been doing me good so far.
Yeah, listen.
I might have a breakdown here or there. Yeah. But that's nothing.
It's doing you good so far. You're seeing a hypnotherapist now.
I know.
Great end game.
Shit. I'm like, fuck. I figured I should straighten out some things before I start procreating, if that's my next step.
See.
Man, this is a change right there. I can't believe you're even
You know what's funny, that. Man? I've never doubted it. I've never doubted it.
I know you really didn't. That's just weird.
I could see right through you.
Yeah?
To me, your skin color is clear.
That's fucked up.
She grew up black.
An Indian.
Yeah, but...
Spanish. That's because I grew up black.
No, I'm serious. I always had a feeling that eventually you would change. Because every woman does. Every woman that says they don't want kids at some point wants them.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe
whether they can have them or not is another question. But at some point, a woman thinks like, maybe that's a step I should take.
Yeah, you know? Feel like it's something that I would regret not doing. I don't want to raise a little murderer. Like, I'm real worried.
Why is the kid got to be a murderer, though?
I feel like I would raise the Antichrist.
Why, though? I don't understand that.
Karma? I don't know.
No.
Karma?
No,
like,
she's not a fucking
child.
Murderer. She's not a serial killer. Just because she fucking...
I'm not a serial killer.
Just because you get into...
I know it looks that way, but I really am not.
Listen, just because you get into shit sometimes, like, if you want to call it trouble or just, like, you know, mischief
really
or whatever...
I haven't really gotten any trouble in a long time.
Whatever. Like, that doesn't mean that that's how you're going to raise your kid.
No.
You know, some people...
What if it's just born that way?
No.
And there's nothing
it depends who the
change.
Father is, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You better choose wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get some fucked up dude, chances are a kid... is fucked.
Why?
Your DNA, his DNA?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Psycho. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm figuring it out.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a kid with a normal guy, like someone who, I guess, you know...
will actually give a shit about the kid?
Well, besides that, that's... I mean, let's just say, for argument's sake, regardless who it is, they give a shit about the kid. You know, if it's someone who's, you know, got their head on straight and, you know, wants to have a decent life and wants to raise the kid right, you know, should be okay. But, I mean, if it's someone who's an alcoholic or an ex-alcoholic
or
whatever...
What the fuck, man?
No, I'm just... I know you don't want that. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, you know... Whatever problems the parents have, eventually at some point the kid could have. It all depends on what the parents do to kind of keep that kid away. See, the one good thing for you, miss, is whatever you did go through, and if you didn't want your kid to go through it, you already went through it. So you know what that kid shouldn't be doing.
I got that blueprint.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Fuck
so
yeah.
In a sense, that kind of gives you...
an upper hand.
Right. Right. So it's not a total... like, you can't look at it like, well, she's fucked up. She can't have a kid. No. See, that's not really the case. The case is... because you may have gone through fucked up things, you might be able to prevent this kid from going through fucked up things.
I think that I could.
Right. Now, you also need the father to be on the same page with you, or else, you know, it's going to be a tug of war battle.
Good.
Because your track record is awesome.
Hey, man.
See what I mean?
Now you
got him pegged.
Hater. Now you'll find somebody. I think you're smart enough not to get knocked up by a.
Nah, man, I would have done it by
now.
Well,
she's fucking kept away from that mistake all her life.
Fuck yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
Right. Not everybody uses that to fix a relationship.
Fix a relationship, ruin a life.
Let's see what I could do to make this thing work.
How can I make this more complicated than it already is?
There ain't nothing complicated.
And it was now.
Point. You apparently have amnesia that first year. You were fucking done.
Oh, but, that was, yeah, well, yeah, of course. That whole thing was, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of changes. Even before the kid.
Changes.
Yeah. Where's the birds?
Oh, man.
I can't wait till you motherfuckers have kids.
Why? You ain't going to know about it.
Probably got one running around, a little angry motherfucker.
My kid wouldn't be angry. My kid be happy as shit. Yeah.
They usually are.
Yeah.
He's in fifth grade, he weighs 240 pounds.
And he won't be grabbing my balls and squeezing until they burst.
You say that, but...
I was listening to that last couple days ago.
Fucking faggot.
There was a part where, I don't know how you and I did not fucking hear it. There was a part where... you were talking about how your kid would squeeze your nut to the point where...
still, he grabbed him. Right. He can't do nothing.
Your gay son is on you,
well,
buddy.
There was a part where you know, someone, I think Missy asked you, like, you know, when did he stop? None of us said the fucking golden line. And I said it when I was listening. Yeah. I was like, how did we miss that?
Stop it. That's disgusting.
Marco. Marco.
Squeeze.
Marco.
Squeeze.
Marco. Marco.
I'm trying to share some of my fucking life with you.
What?
Giggity giggity.
Giggity goo.
The cat needs attention.
Yeah.
Needs something.
Look at me, look at me.
Give him some catnip.
Oh, yeah. You ever see what a cat does on catnip?
No,
I don't. It's like crack.
Yeah, really? This fucker's crazy enough.
What is catnip? Is it like a plant?
Cat nipples.
It's an Asian
cat. Looks like weed. It actually does look like weed a little bit. but it makes them nuts. Like you can actually see their pupils dilate and they fucking go crazy. Yeah, they're obsessed.
The one cat that I live with
is Duncan.
Duncan? Yeah, he was chilling with me watching Sons.
Was he?
Yeah, right on my lap.
Duncan. Nice.
And he did that thing where he was like, do you know what I'm talking about?
The icky shuffle?
What is that?
Where they like pat on you and stuff.
Superman that hoe?
No.
What? Superman? I don't know.
Superman.
Oh, you mean like he was making a spot to like lay on you? I got you.
He was patting me.
Patting you down?
Yeah, and then
put your hands up, bitch.
And then he like
he found two vials of crack.
And some M&Ms.
And then he headbutted my boob, though.
Did
really
he?
Really hard.
Maybe he smelled tuna. He was
and then he laid down.
Yeah.
Watch something.
He probably got a concussion from headbutting.
He did it kind of hard. I was like, wow.
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
Yeah, I'm bonding with the cats. The other cat's chill, though. Jezebel.
Oh, there's two cats.
There's Jezebel and Duncan and Jake the dog. It's a nice little family.
What about Billy the fish? Is he all right?
I was going to get a bird. I was going to get an African gray.
African.
You got to be home. Are you home enough to like take
no,
care of
it? No, and I read all about it, and they go fucking ballistic if you're not home enough. Like, they'll rip their own fucking feathers out.
Right.
Because they're so mad that you're not there.
It's like the Asian kid in the internship.
Like, they go through crazy separation anxiety. So,
really?
Like, if you're supposed to say every day you come home from work, and but one day you want to go out with, like, your friends after work, this bird could, like, lose its shit. And, like, just you come home and the bird would be bald. So I was like, yeah, I got to wait on that. Because they're kind of expensive, too. And
an African gray.
African. And they, like, are needy as fuck. Like, I think I would be better off getting a goldfish or something. Yeah. I had two goldfish for 7 years.
I'll be honest. That's got to be a waste of a... Can that even be labeled as a pet?
Fuck yeah.
That's such a waste of fucking time.
All you got to do is put food in it. I mean,
yeah, but what's...
Really,
no way, man. My fish, like, responded to me, Darrell and Dante.
Here we go.
They what were their names? Darrell and Dante.
Darrell?
Terrell. Terrell and Dante. And I call them Ter-Ter and Tay-Tay. And their favorite song was Gangster Paradise by Coolio.
Hypnotherapy in my ass.
You black motherfuckers. What kind of moulinons it is?
They were the... And when I would play that song, they would swim in a circle. Like
say
this.
What? What song, this one?
You know, I haven't listened to Kings Leon in a long time.
You know why, right?
No.
They suck.
Shut up. But they would swim in a big circle like this.
Left a circle? No. Right the circle?
They were awesome. They were good fish.
Bet they were delicious.
Oh.
Did you flush them down the toilet when they died?
No, I buried them, and then my dog unburied them and was walking around with them in his mouth.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, stop! It's not a big
Are thing. You serious?
Yeah, man, King was ruthless. He wanted those goldfish. I got them out, though. He was just kind of like, look what I did. I undug your fishies. I was like, fuck!
They died at the same time?
Yeah, it was fucked up how they
really?
Died. They suffered. It was
murder,
horrible.
Suicide.
Yes.
It was so.
Bitch, you eating all the food.
I was on the
fuck
phone.
Fuck you,
with
nigga. I can have whatever I want.
How'd they die? How'd they suffer?
They got poisoned.
They got poisoned?
Yeah.
What?
By who?
I poisoned them by accident.
You poisoned them?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you shouldn't have a kid.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Give them grape soda?
No, I put them in contaminated water by accident.
What kind? Like, what do you mean by contaminated? Like chlorine?
No, I put bleach. I put them in tap water instead of this other water because I thought.
What
was
kind of
water
are they supposed to be? See, I don't know these
distilled
things.
Water.
Like, distilled water, and I thought it was distilled water, but it wasn't. And they immediately started to turn black.
Goldfish turn black?
Yeah, it started in their gills, and they started turning black. I was on the phone with the
pet store. Well, then you named them, right?
I know. And I was flipping out to the pet
store.
You
called the pet store?
Mm.
This bitch killing us.
No, it was Bill's. It's Bill's Wonderland of
this
Pets.
White bitch.
I always talked to them about the fish. Like, they knew all about my fish.
Did they, like,
situation.
Talk back in Ebonics and shit?
No, they're... The fish?
Yeah. I was going to see if you could actually answer that. You almost went there. You're like, yeah, but what, the fish?
No, they didn't. I was sad as shit, though.
Did you used to get changed in front of them? Did they used to stare at you? Like, two of them would be like this?
No, but I had those. Do you remember those gold or those tanks?
What were the names? What were the names?
Dante and Terrell.
Dante and Terrell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, Terrell, check out the titties on this bitch. I'm already there. I'm already there, Dante.
Do you remember those?
She got M&M's coming out of her fucking
Go jerk off on your side of the tank.
Oh my god, you guys are gross. So,
yo, this bitch bleeding M&M's.
Ew. Remember those fish tanks that were like shaped like octagons, kind of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had a black bottom and a black top and then a light bulb in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you lost
turn,
me there. But
you could
I
turn the light on and then the fish would be illuminated and then they would.
Okay.
When I would get changed, I would turn the light off.
Did you really?
Why would you do that to the fish?
I don't know.
Why don't you just put like a fucking handkerchief over the
bowl? They did look like they were always looking at me.
Those big googly eyes.
I was like, what the fuck, man? We used to have a pet shark, and I remember once that...
What'd you call the pet shark?
I don't remember the pet shark's name. Oh.
But lots of people swimming up there.
It used to... It got too big for the tank. It was like a 65-gallon tank, but he got
That's
really
big.
He was a sand shark. And his nose started getting...
From Arabia, Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Sand shark.
No, he caught him in the ocean. Oh, gotcha.
You caught him or you got him from a pet store?
No, my brothers caught him in the ocean.
They caught him and you brought him home?
Yeah. Oh.
So they were salt water and you put him in fresh water?
No, we put him in salt water. My dad ran the salt water tank.
Okay.
But they were he was so big that his nose started turning red.
Rudolph. Is that his name?
And no. I don't remember his name. We should have named him Rudolph. We had Leo. Ozzie. We had Leo the lionfish.
A what fish?
Leo the lionfish. And then we had this hermit crab that I just used to call asshole. Because it was mean.
You're not very nice to your fucking pet.
Listen, it was this huge. You ever see a saltwater hermit crab?
Not really.
Motherfuckers are big.
I only seen the little ones.
And when we would feed the lionfish, we would feed the lionfish goldfish, which was horrible. But the...
You're like a sick killer fucking rain going over there.
Yeah, in your life, how many pets have you killed?
I've only killed two by accident. The fish.
Because we're black, right? That's why you killed us.
You
executed them.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not.
Would you have a burning cross right next to the ball? Racist motherfucker.
She sat there with a pillowcase in her head.
All right.
You black motherfucker.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
So the asshole crab, when the other goldfish that would get away... Before, like, because the lionfish, when he would eat the goldfish so fast that it looked like orange glitter was filling the tank.
Okay, it was probably the scales popping off the fish.
Yeah, fucked up. And the hermit crab would be like at the
catching
bottom.
Catching the
like,
scales? That's like a video game for you.
He would catch a whole fish with his claw and then he'd eat it while it was all alive. It seemed like horrible, but like long, painful death.
You're a horrible pet owner.
You ran, you know, you realize you ran like a concentration aquarium, right? You're like an aquatic Hitler.
I never fed my goldfish. My goldfish never went in the saltwater tank. They were never food.
What did it matter? You killed them anyway.
And they were black. They weren't Jewish.
Yeah, right. But they were in the bad part of a room.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood.
It was all like dingy in that one corner.
houses were boarded up.
We's in the projects.
You know, it's funny. I did have like this huge Warren G poster right where I put
Oh
them.
My God. Of course you did. So racist.
Of course you did.
I loved Warren G.
objection. Extremely racist.
He's like that side of the room. You hear rap all fucking day.
Bass.
And then, like, you know, where the other fish were, like the more exotic fish, it was like classical music.
Yeah, that's true. The ones were in an 8-gallon tank. The other ones were in a 65-gallon tank. That's fucked up.
Fucking white fish.
And the other ones never died. They went to live somewhere bigger.
What's that?
They went to live somewhere bigger.
Who did?
Leo the lionfish and the asshole crab.
They went to live somewhere bigger.
Yeah, we donated them to the...
We're moving on up.
To the Camden Aquarium. They lived in the Camden Aquarium.
Oh, really? You donated them to that? No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But the other shark we just put back in the ocean.
The two fucking blackfish are like, when we's going to be free?
How's about now?
So she puts tap water in there.
Reach for the sky, honky.
Oh man, that's fucked up, man.
That's so funny though. You had a Warren G poster in front of that fucking
tap. And that little Kim poster.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
I wonder if your pets ended up on that Sarah McLachlan video. Like, you
know, that's horrible.
No, they don't put black animals on that.
Yeah, so I'm probably not going to get a pet for a while. I
don't think they'll let you get a pet.
I think animals everywhere are breathing a sigh of relief right now. Absolutely.
I was at the pet store the other day, and I was looking at these chameleons. They look pretty cool.
The chameleons looked at each other like, you sense death?
Yo, that's that murdering bitch.
Yeah. I heard about her. I really like the chameleon, though. I really do.
They probably have like their own news, and you're on it.
Like America's Most Wanted. Yeah,
exactly.
She's never been caught.
Yo, there she is. It's the fish ripper.
No, that chameleon seemed like it liked me.
It did?
Kind of.
Did it wink at you?
It,
are you sure it didn't like?
Focused its one eye on me, and the other one was like
looking for a place to hide.
Don't out take your eye off that bitch; she'll kill you.
I did like him; he was cute. Maybe I'll get him.
He's a chameleon. Crazy. He's a chameleon, so he can like camouflage himself in anything. He probably camouflages himself to like a black pet, like a ghetto lizard.
Hey, get away from my snacks, motherfucker!
You don't want this.
That's fucked up.
They roll over and play dead when she walks by.
All I see is eyes and teeth.
Oh my god.
Black Widow strikes again.
Auschwitz. The aquarium.
You're like an aquatic Hitler.
Yeah. Dude, you had like a concentration aquarium.
God damn.
It's so fucked up to think about it like that now.
We had
an alligator at one point. Alligator, I guess. Whatever's smaller, an alligator or a crocodile.
They're both, when they're small, they're small. I mean.
Well, we had an alligator, I think.
Okay.
And that burned it up.
Come on, man.
How did it burn to death?
Well, my house burned down.
Oh, well, that's understandable.
No?
Nobody ran in and got the gator?
Mm-mm, the house was burning down at that point.
Why don't you just drive the house to a nearest lake or something?
Oh, that's funny. I was like, huh?
What?
Yeah, I have gone through a lot of pets now that I think about
it. I'm not good at it.
How are your dogs?
Huh?
How are your dogs?
Still miserable. Alive.
How old are they?
Absolutely.
Just like everybody else in the house.
How old are they?
Five.
Oh, yeah. They have a long life to live.
Now they're miserable because they have to
deal with the kid.
Deal with the fucking kid that's grabbing them.
Is he always screaming in their faces?
He's always grabbing them and shit.
I always see kids doing that. Cute
videos. I've seen that too.
And the kid's like, ah!
That was
the dog's just like, fuck you.
These dudes I work with, we stopped at his house one day, and he's got a cat and he's got a son, right? His son's like three, if that. I don't even think he's three.
So he's like in an asshole stage.
Well, yeah, he does. Right. So, like, the cat walks over, and the cat looks absolutely disheveled at this point. Like, this cat's gone. Probably because he lived with you at some point. So the kid, he's sitting on his ass and he's playing with toys and shit. And the cat walks by And the cat is stupid because he walked too close. Too close. So the kid puts his hand out like he's petting him across the thing, right? Across his back.
Yeah, and then just like death this, grip.
Grabs his tail, whips him towards his chest, then grabs him by the throat and starts squeezing. All he hears. Dude, it was horrible. It was so bad. I'm like, I was in horror.
Did he yell at the kid to stop?
I was tapping him. I was like, Pat, your kid's like ready to kill this fucking cat.
And he's like, oh yeah, that happened.
Because my instinct is to punt the child through the window.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And the cat looks like, it's like one eye is like starting to pop out.
What did the cat do? Does it scratch or bite or anything to get away?
I think
it just succumbs.
No, actually, the kid let him go. I guess he tests it to see how far he can go before he actually breaks his neck.
Oh, man.
That cat probably has two lives left, judging by the look of it.
Poor cat.
It's like a homeless cat.
Did the guy care that his cat was getting like semi?
Well, by the time I said something to him, the kid had just let him go, and he said something to his kid. He's like, stop hurting the cat. I'm like, really? That's it? Fuck.
Does the cat have a name?
I don't remember the cat's name. It shouldn't, because it's going to die soon.
Don't get attached.
Don't get attached.
Cat's dying soon.
I think his name was Terrell or Dante. He reincarnated.
Were you a goldfish in another life?
Yeah. Yeah. Some big-titted bitch killed us.
I won them at a fair.
Did you?
Yeah, in Gloucester City.
Wait a minute.
Wait, white trash fish?
Mm-hmm.
You won them at a fair?
In Gloucester. I named them.
What, throwing a dart at the
movie? No, you know what it is? It's like back in the slave days when we used to buy slaves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you bid it on them.
Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, my God, no. No. Horrible.
Interesting. From Gloucester City.
Yeah.
I didn't think Gloucester City had fish.
They have Gloucester Day.
Really? It doesn't sound like something should be celebrated.
I won them.
Burning crosses.
Yeah, they are kind of racist over there.
You think?
Kind of.
Kind of racist. Everybody's got the fucking... The Confederate flag on their cars.
You right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I heard something.
It's a ghost. Don't worry about it.
It's a ghost of your fish.
Coming back to haunt you.
Would they like flop around on the ground or would they swim through the air like water?
I think they would swim through the air like water.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
If they flopped around on the
ground.
I mean,
if they're
going to
be ghosts, miss, you got to make them a little more interesting than flopping around on the
ground.
That's
terrifying to me, though. That's more scary than if they're flying around. I don't know.
Why? It doesn't seem like they can really do anything to you if they're flopping around on the ground.
I don't know. It just seems terrifying.
Okay.
Like if you saw a fish like coming towards you, flopping its way.
It wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with you.
Her pet cemetery must be the size of a football field.
Your backyard, yeah, man.
Here lies, and then it's like a bunch of different names.
Terrell, Daryl. What was it, Daryl?
Dante,
nigga.
They're in different spots. The fish are in a different spot.
The dog's stomach and the dog's shit.
Did you bury him in the ugly section of the yard?
No, I buried him in a garden.
Next to Lucifer?
No, Lucifer and Ozzy are next to each other.
Really?
So you separated where you buried the fish?
The fish were the first ones to die.
Okay.
They've died.
You put them in the crabgrass?
No, I put them in a garden with the flowers. You don't belong here, Nick! Holy shit!
Cut off right there.
I gotta like edit that. You don't belong here. Network. Network.
You should never own pets. Never.
That was an accident.
How many?
You never.
I
didn't
kill Lucifer.
You never purposely killed anything.
Never. I would never do that. I would never. I don't even kill
ex-boyfriends
spiders.
Included.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
I don't kill anything.
No, because you work for you. volunteer for PAWS, right?
Yeah, I do volunteer for PAWS.
Dude, she's a global citizen. Yeah.
That's awesome. Chris, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That global citizen shit is bullshit. But the PAWS thing I respect.
Thank you.
Man, props you.
So if I have blankets and shit, you'll take them?
Yeah, can you give them to me? We're doing a big...
You have what?
Blankets.
Do you have stuff?
Think so.
I'm doing a big... We're doing a humongous...
Hey, towels, everything. Like
can towel, you steal a cat carrier for me?
Why? Are you getting rid of your cats?
No, I can't find my... In case I gotta take them to the vet.
Oh.
I don't feel like buying another one.
So take them to the Flyers game. Put them
in a box.
What?
Put them in a box.
Are you offering?
She's got plenty of boxes from all her dead ones.
Is there room next to the M&M's?
Shut up. I have no words for that. Cut holes in a box. Put them in a shoebox.
My cats are the size of fucking tigers. They're not going to fit in a shoebox. I'd have to break their necks and shit to put them in a shoebox.
Watch,
they're
let huge. Her do. She's used to
they're
it.
They're fucking huge. His cat is like a midget compared to my cats.
I don't remember your cats.
You probably don't. They probably were never
around.
It's been
a long time.
They sense death.
They're like, fuck, that bitch is coming over again.
Well, eventually when we move the studio, you'll see them again.
They're big old fatties.
Bella's fat. Rocky's
Duncan's
a fucking
fat cat that I love with.
He's a fucking monster.
Rocky? And what was the other one's name?
Bella.
Bella. Christina has a dog named Bella, but it doesn't live with us.
Okay.
How does that work?
I want her mom. She let her mom, like, take care of her, and then her mom went to keep her. So
her mom took it to a farm.
Oh. Got it.
We're taking Bella to the farm
to play with all the other dogs.
Right.
Bella
to play
is
with
so
all
hot.
Of Missy's other pets.
Was Pet Sematary like a comedy for you?
No, but Duncan looks like that cat, and then it freaks me out.
The gray one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
He looks just like it.
Holy shit.
He's not afraid of me, though.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm done with pets. I'm never
really?
Getting one again. No. Fuck
I really
no.
I want one.
I'm done. I don't want another fucking pet ever again.
Why?
They're fucking pain in the ass, dude.
You're telling me.
They're a pain in the ass.
They're like self-sufficient.
But not really. Not really. You still got to clean out their fucking litter box. That they won't do.
Don't they have automatic ones?
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah,
does that shit really work?
I don't know. There's
a
vacuum cleaner.
Automatic. Do you mean to tell me it automatically puts shit in a bag for me and take walks into the trash?
It doesn't
no,
walk
I think
into
it puts
the
it
well, then what the fuck? Then it's
it
worthless.
It puts it in a tray.
But the litter's already in a tray.
It's
but you don't
it
have
out.
To scoop
wait,
it out.
Wait, tray. Is that like another fish's name? Never got close with.
Give me the gun tray.
Give me the motherfucking
me
fish
the
food tray. No, I don't give a shit about the automatic. It doesn't change the fact that I have to clean their litter box every fucking night.
I think you would just have to pull the tray and dump it into a bag and John it.
John it.
Okay. Let's pretend that I know what you're talking about.
I don't know about cats.
Yeah, I have to scoop.
I said
to
scoop. Christina, teach me so I can clean it. She said, no, I'll just clean it. Don't worry about it.
She doesn't probably. Trust you to clean shit.
She probably has a fetish or something.
No.
I love cat shit.
The dog tries to eat it all the time. What's that about?
Because it turns into cotton candy. That's the one. That's the only positive thing about cats over dogs. When cats take a shit, it doesn't really leave marks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It dries up real fast. It's almost like they're shitting hard
is it
cotton.
Like pellets?
No, it's like.
It's like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, it's like Rolos.
Is it brown?
No, it's fucking pink. Yeah, it's brown.
I don't know if it's white like a bird.
What?
I don't know.
No, it's not a bird. It's a fucking cat.
I don't know cat's poop.
No, it's like normal turds.
Okay.
But they're not. They're not like wet. They're never wet. You know what I mean?
They're not pellety.
Like rabbit poop?
Yeah. No. They're like Rolos. Rabbit. They're like size of like bigger Rolos.
Okay. Bigger Rolos.
Yeah. Like that.
That's cool. It seems easy to clean.
Well, yeah, when it's in a litter box. But when the litter box is full because I'm gone for the weekend and I come back, Rocky leaves me a nice little fucking present right on the runner carpet. When
hey, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, motherfucker.
He knows what he's doing. Do you need to get a bigger litter box?
There's two.
Oh.
There's two.
For one for each of them.
No, there's just two for whichever one they feel like shitting in.
They got it. They got the life.
Maybe look, cats don't fucking... Cats don't take ownership of just one thing. It's not like I write their name on one and they know which one they go to.
I just
they go into one
preference.
That's got the least amount of piss and shit in.
They don't have their own specific one.
No.
Do they have their own specific eating bowls?
No.
What?
How would they...
How would they know whose bowl
yeah,
is whose?
The color?
They're we're losing her.
Are they colorblind? Yep. Are they birds? I mean...
I'm done.
Are cats colorblind like dogs?
This is why her pets are dying.
Listen.
What the hell is happening right now?
That's exactly how I feel.
Cats can see, correct?
How do you teach a cat? If you have two cats, just like if you have two dogs, how do dogs eat in one bowl and not the other?
That happens all the time.
It does?
Yeah, dogs does like, it? Yeah. You have two dogs. Don't yeah. they have their own shit?
No.
No?
Don't they eat whatever the fuck they want, basically?
My dad has three dogs, yeah. and they all eat from different
I think that they're trained. If you keep feeding them from the same bowl, they're mentally, they know to go to that same bowl.
Considering that you segregate your animals, I'm not surprised your dad can get your dogs to eat in separate bowls. This is the white bowl. You're not allowed to eat this bowl.
The white bowl's on the table, the black bowl's on the floor.
It's like in Family Guy when they met the Simpsons. I noticed he didn't put another setting here for me.
Dogs eat in the kitchen.
Oh, you're just going to eat that off the floor? Yep, yep. Yeah, the cats, you can't teach a cat.
I just figured because cats are kind of jerks, so they
right, so they're territorial, so they want everything. So, they're like women.
But even when there's multiple cats?
Yeah, that's even worse. If there's only one cat, does it matter which one is his if there's two boxes of litter? He can have either one, right?
Yeah.
So there's no point in trying to teach him, as you would say.
But I don't feel like it's something you teach. I feel like it's a preference for the animal.
They're the exact same litter box. And they have the exact amount. They each get a fucking...
Don't they have different smells?
I don't do a smell test.
The cats, only the cats smell. Like the cats know their own smell.
Okay, but the litter masks the smell, or else I would have been dead a long time ago. It masks the smell of the shit and the piss.
I can't believe I don't know this.
Yeah, if well, you could smell the piss and shit, then you need to clean the fucking litter box.
A couple years ago, according to her, was it cat litter that caused something? I forget. Oh, eczema.
Yeah.
Remember kids playing cat litter, right. Apparently, in her neighborhood?
It was a sandbox.
No, I'm sorry. You said cats.
In the sandbox.
No. You said, hold on. You said kids get eczema from playing in a sandbox, which are also the cat's bathroom. Yeah, that's not it.
That's what I thought.
No. Good, though. That was good. That was a good try. College try.
Like the stray cats. Don't they go in wherever they want, right?
Yeah, because they're going to rock this town, rock it inside out. So wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So anyway, the cats... God, it's getting so difficult. So the cats are territorial. They'll just go wherever the fuck they feel like it.
How come they don't go, like...
Because I don't personally designate one for... You know, like, I don't sit there and be like, Rocky, you got to shit in this one. You got to shit in this one.
I don't think it was something that you would train
right, Rocky
them.
Goes to the wrong litter box and just push him out. It's not yours!
Yeah, right.
And then he pisses on the floor and you're fucked.
Yeah, I kick him in the other one. And then because I kicked
Listen,
it too hard, he's
I
pissing blood.
I never thought it was something that a human taught an animal. It's
why'd you have to kick me so
does.
High?
Humans don't teach the animals.
Hey, Mick, why'd you take away my litter box?
I'll bust this guy's teeth out.
It's been my litter box for 3 years.
3 years?
Did you get both cats at the same time?
Yeah, they're brother and sister. They're from the same litter.
All right. Maybe that's it. Dogs, what's no. It? Dogs will eat at their own bowl because it smells like them. It's their shit. They're like, that's my
bowl. Cats don't eat out of the litter box, just so you know.
Well, I asked you if they ate out of different bowls.
They have a connected fucking, it's a two bowl thing that's connected.
Mm-hmm. Does one go to one side and one go to the other?
Well, yeah, or else you'd be a pretty asshole thing to do.
But all the time.
No, but it doesn't matter what side they go to.
But do they always?
One has to go on one because the head's too big for the other one to fit in the same bowl at the same time.
Right, but do they always
go to the same
side?
Let's say Rocky goes to the left one, right? Then Belle will go to the right one. But if Rocky's at the right one, then Belle will go to the left one.
So they have no preference?
No, because they're not fucking assholes. They're just,
dogs do, dude.
Dogs are assholes.
No, cats are assholes.
No, they're not.
Dogs are cute.
What are you talking about? What, cats aren't cute?
No, not as
really?
Cute. Not as cute as dogs.
I hope my cat claws your fucking eyeballs as you walk out of the room.
Cats are cute, though. I'm not saying they're not cute, but they're not as cute as dogs.
You got asshole cats, you have asshole dogs.
Yeah, but I don't.
Cats
I don't,
are more assholey than dogs.
How is that possible?
Cats keep to themselves.
Because they're like.
Exactly. They're almost human.
No. They're
what?
Like.
You don't have to walk them at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I see all these memes on Facebook and stuff, and they're always like knocking shit off tables and stuff. Because
we already established at the beginning of the show that the internet's a good place to go for facts.
But I'm saying it's got to come from some sort of reality.
What's the meme?
That a cat is an asshole because it will always knock stuff off a table no matter what.
And dogs won't? Like their tail won't knock anything off
the table? Yeah, but these cats purposely do it.
I mean, I can't speak for other people's cats. My cat will knock shit off table on purpose.
Yeah. Like
he just does. He's an asshole.
Right. But serves you right. You don't leave shit on the table.
But dogs don't do that. Dogs are cute and they want you to love them.
No, dogs don't get up on the table.
Do you want to see the picture that I took today?
Of what?
Of the first thing I saw this morning when I got up?
M&M's.
Fuck yeah. Look, I'll show you.
Your uncle's balls in his face.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
The dog sitting on the kitchen table.
Oh yeah, that's sanitary.
The dog's getting
why does my breakfast taste like balls?
I don't eat breakfast.
Are these gray pubes in my eggs?
Oh, he's so cute.
Dog hairs. What kind of dog is it?
An Australian cattle dog / husky.
Oh, huskies are nice. I don't know what the fuck the first part was.
Oh, they're so Australian cattle dogs are awesome.
Nah.
Jake is the sweetest.
I'm very selective about dogs. There's certain dogs I like, certain dogs I don't.
Oh, you
like.
Would like him.
If he's a husky, if he looks something like a husky, then I would.
He kind of does. He looks more Australian.
Let me guess, you don't like the black dogs.
No, I love like black labs. Those are pretty dogs.
Do you know what I want? A Newfoundland.
I don't know what that is. See, I don't know.
Who the hell cares?
F you.
Why is that so low?
I know. Why was that so low? It's like a huge, super huge dog. Furry. Super awesome.
Yeah, that doesn't make me
It looks like a St. Bernard, but
like Cujo?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Like Cujo?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You don't like Cujo?
No.
Were you afraid of him
Saint
as
Bernard?
A child?
No, it's just an ugly fucking dog.
Not a St. Bernard. It's a Newfoundland.
Doesn't matter. You said it looks like a St. Bernard. These are your words.
Well, that's the only thing I can compare it to.
Okay.
That you would understand.
They're ugly dog. They slot.
They're disgusting.
I have a picture.
Does it come with a barrel around its throat?
I would do that. I would fill it with root beer.
There's butterscotch candies inside.
I took a picture when we went camping. Our neighbor had a Newfoundland, and he was so sweet. He was only 6 months old.
Get off the
phone. Look how cute he is.
He is fucking cute.
He's so cute. Look.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there's dogs.
Oh my God, super who the hell
shut
cares?
Up, I care.
Dogs are dumb. That's the problem with dogs.
Dogs are so smart.
Not really. No.
Yes.
Some of them are. Most
Jake
of them
is
are.
A genius.
Why? Why is Jake a genius?
Because he's the smartest person in the house.
That doesn't make him a genius. That makes them idiots.
Because he's so sweet.
That makes him a genius.
No, he's smart. I told
what
him
makes him smart?
He listens to commands immediately.
Like sit?
Well, dogs
like
are trained
stay.
To do that.
Okay.
doesn't make him smart.
That doesn't make him smart?
That's smart.
He went through obedience training.
No, he didn't.
All right, well, then
he's only 5 months old.
Okay, well, he learned.
Yeah.
You know what's smart is him waking up in the morning.
Doing your taxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Listen, for 5 months old, and he's already doing all that.
My cat plays cat or fetch.
That's awesome. So does Jake.
Yeah, but Jake's a
dog. Dog's supposed to.
Right. Like, my cat will bring it back and drop it in your lap.
That's pretty awesome.
My cat does the same.
I wish these cats did it.
See?
They might, and I just don't know.
And if you leave, there's these little, you know the things that when you open milk, you have to twist the thing off, right? Well, I have something similar. What I do is I tape them back together. At nighttime, I leave them on the light switch, right? So if I go upstairs and fall asleep, I don't have to come back downstairs and shut all the lights off.
And they'll knock
Rocky will jump up and grab one, and it'll put the light switch down. So every morning when I come downstairs, it's dark.
That's smart.
No shit.
That's super smart.
I know.
I feel like you could teach a dog similar things like that. But that's so fucking smart for a cat. I didn't think they did tricks.
You have to apply them.
Just the female ones.
Bella's useless.
I didn't think she fucking cats did tricks at all. Nothing. You're blowing my fucking
She's like
mind
all
right
my ex-girlfriends. She just lays there. I actually was going to name her Adrian because I was set on Rocky. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, nah.
So you wanted her to be a cunt.
Well, that's why I didn't. I didn't want to name her Adrian for that reason. I didn't want her to be a cunt. You know, because then I always think about, you know, how cunty she was in all the Rocky movies.
You can't win.
Fucking most negative person
you
in that
can't
movie.
Win.
Thank God she died of cancer in Rocky VI.
Woman cancer.
Did she die of cancer? Yeah, you remember in the Rocky Balboa movie? Did you see the last one?
I feel like I did. Was it just called Balboa? Yeah.
I think it was called Rocky Balboa.
Was it?
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, she had woman cancer. Maybe she died of the woman cancer.
Was it sad?
No, I was happy. That was to me, that part was comedy.
No, she had already died. Like, you don't see her die.
Yeah, you see her headstone.
Basically,
that was the funniest part of the movie.
You twat.
She was right in between Terrell and Dante.
It was a bad part of Philly she was buried in.
Mm-hmm.
What part?
The bad part.
It could be anywhere.
Right. Exactly. If there's a nice part of Philly, chances are it's not Philly anymore.
That's true. It's like Fox County?
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't want my cat to be represented as a cunt.
Yeah.
So I went. You know, I was like, eh. My mom kept calling her Bella.
Bella's a pretty name. Doesn't mean beautiful.
Yeah. That's why she was calling her Bella, considering that she's Italian. Bubba Boopy. So we just left it at that.
What's an Italian way to say, like, handsome for a dude?
Bella. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Bello.
Bello?
Yeah.
Does that mean handsome?
Sort of, yeah.
What does it mean?
It's the male, the word,
you fucking guinea motherfucker.
The words in Italian, the vowels actually control like the gender of the word. In other words, like the A in Bella is
female,
right?
The O is male,
right?
Interesting,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun.
It's if you can get it down, it can be. If not, it's fucking nerve-wracking.
Hmm.
It's very confusing. I don't have it all down.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
You could be bored over there, Chris.
Just randomly. All right,
fuck
cool.
You, you fucking whore. Fucking bitch! Fucking jerk bitch.
Jesus.
To go fuck yourself.
You guys are evil.
I hate pit bulls.
Why?
Pit fucking
bulls are
hate them.
So awesome.
They should be banned from this planet.
Why?
Yep.
Reasoning?
They're fucking dangerous.
such a misconception.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yes, no, it's not. Is. No, it's not. It's a fucking proven fact. You know why I had this argument with my fucking girlfriend?
Do you know a pit bull isn't even real a real breed of dog? It's just
do you know
that
pit bull? Do you know that pit bull is the majority of the home attacks that dogs occur?
Do you know that why that is? Because there's more fucking pit bulls than any other dog.
No, that's not true either.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You go to a Paul's homeless shelter for animals. It's all fucking pit bulls.
Oh, and that controls the entire United States population.
It's everywhere.
No, it's not true.
It's fucking true.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Look up.
Pit bulls are not the majority race of dogs in this country. Whites are. No. No, what I'm saying is they're not the – they don't have the highest population. That's not the highest population breed in the country.
Listen, Fob, every 10 listen, or 20 years, it's another dog.
We all,
in the 70s, it was a pit bull. Or in the 70s, it was German Shepherds. In the 80s, it was fucking
listen,
Rottweilers.
Me and my girl, we already had this conversation. We had this argument. She didn't buy it, and I said, no, it's, you know, because every time you hear of a kid getting torn apart by a dog, it's always a pit bull.
Of course, because okay. Everybody wants to make pit bulls out to be the devil.
But if they're doing it, what the fuck?
But all dogs are doing it. Just people pay attention
no.
to when pit bulls are
no,
doing
no, no.
it.
No, there's actually a stat of which dogs, which breed of dogs cause the most fucking damage to humans.
Okay.
And pit bulls are like 70% above the next, which are Rottweilers. They're second.
Right.
Okay, but that's a big deal. That's
if
a big difference.
If you raise a dog correctly, it will not attack you. Almost all of my friends right now have pit bulls.
Listen, not all the pit bulls that attacked humans came from fucking Michael Vick's farm.
No, I agree with that.
Okay.
But I legitimately have like 7 or 8 friends right now that all have pit bulls, and they are all awesome dogs.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they can't just snap one day and attack
any,
a child.
Any dog can do that. Any dog can do that.
I understand, but the pit bulls are the ones that do it more often than any
other
breed.
They're protective. They're a protecting type
right. You know,
dog.
You know what the other dog is that's really hard to fucking train?
German Shepherds.
No, Dalmatians.
Dalmatians are actually the worst dogs that you can't have them around children. Yep.
Well,
they'll attack them.
But my point is that Dalmatians are very – they're like – there's something wrong with them. They're like genetically predisposed to attack people.
They're just like closer to a wolf. You know what I mean? You got to look at it
huskies.
Like that. Huskies are different
because
they're
like
they're loyal and
yeah, I know.
They have a different
I like
thing.
Huskies. Those are my favorite dogs.
Huskies are cute.
I like Rottweilers. My girlfriend has a Rottweiler.
I like
he's great.
Dogs.
I don't have a problem with bulldogs, but I fucking hate pugs.
Pit bulls are so fucking sweet, and they're smart, and they just get such a bad rap now.
Dude, they're fucking – they're evil.
They're not evil.
They're so evil, and
they're
ugly as shit. They look like a fucking wrinkled asshole.
How do they look like wrinkled?
Their faces look like a fucking asshole.
What? See, they're bad dogs.
What?
Where are these dogs that you say?
Considering my line of work, there's a lot of bad dogs.
See, that sucks.
It does suck, but what am I going to do? I'm not going to get fucking bitten.
They won't all
when I see them in the yard, I don't go near them. I just fucking honk the horn. If nobody comes out, write it up. Sorry.
Well, I mean, if it's in a bad neighborhood and it looks vicious,
it's not always in a bad neighborhood. See, that's the other misconception. People think pit bulls attack because they're raised by fucking lowlifes. That's not the case.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a snarling dog or a dog that's just barking to protect its family.
Snarling dog. They're all snarling. I don't care if they just bark. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Like, you've been around dogs long enough in your life to know when a dog likes you and know when a dog doesn't like
yes.
you, right? Okay.
Yeah. Considering growing up, all I got was chased by dogs. There
really?
Was so many. There were so many stray dogs in my neighborhood growing up.
I got
and
attacked
most
by a dog when I was a kid.
Most of them were Doberman Pinschers.
Really?
Yep. We had a lot of stray Dobermans. They were fucking fast and they were nasty.
I got attacked by a
Would
dog.
Would you have DMX in your neighborhood?
My Dobermans. My Pinschers.
My little brother has a pit bull, and that dog's the biggest pussy on the planet.
Oh, my God. My friends
the
are.
The biggest pussy.
And they adopted
I fucking
all
hate
of them.
I fucking hate
They're
them.
They're so fucking sweet.
If there's anything I'm racist against, it's pit bulls.
I would never adopt a pit bull that was abused. I would never.
Listen, the amount of tests that they run on them to make sure that they're okay to be
give
put
a fuck
back.
Because somewhere in the repressed memory, if you move wrong or bring up something, they'll...
Yeah, I mean, they might be get defensive. But
see, I think that goes for any large dog that was abused.
Any large dog.
I mean, if a fucking beagle was abused,
pit bulls aren't considered to be large dogs.
They tried to fucking kick that shit.
They're like medium size, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Dogs like that. You're right. You're absolutely.
My
right.
mom adopted a dog that was abused, and he would freak the fuck out if the phone rang, if we like picked up a hockey stick, like the littlest things would freak him out, and he would go nuts. But you just put him down, and you just calm
nice.
Down.
That's the way to
tell
do
him
it.
That you love him. No, sorry. Up with the
put
dog.
Him down.
He wasn't a pit bull. He was a mutt. Like he was a bunch of different things, but he was a sweet dog. But there were triggers.
Now I'm gonna leash it up to you.
What was the whining dog? What kind of dogs do you have? What kind are they?
Shih Tzu.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of them. Right. Although I will say this about Shih Tzus, they don't fuck. They're the ones that don't shed, right? They're hypoallergenic. Shed. Yeah.
Yeah. They're,
that's the they that's the one good thing.
Fur.
Yeah, they're not that attractive, though. I got to be honest with you.
I don't know what a Shih Tzu looks like.
It looks like a floor mop without the stick.
Oh, like the is it white fur or white hair?
They're all called the kind of colors. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Why I got to be white?
I thought it was.
You're racist
white.
Today.
I'm not racist. I thought Shih Tzus were white. You said they look like a mop. Mops are white.
Okay, I didn't mean the same color. I meant like the you know how
if you let their hair grow, it looks like a fucking.
You shave them down though, right?
All the time, yeah.
I'm gonna look them up real quick.
My next dog's gonna be like a lab or something. I'm no more.
See, the labs are nice. Yeah.
Yeah, they live to 15 on average.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cute. How much do your dogs weigh? Because it says they can weigh
16 pounds. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And they're expensive. They're like eight. Well, they're not really expensive compared to other dogs. They're like $800.
That's still expensive, dude.
Yeah, it is. Well, when you fly them from a breed, like we got them from a
breeder. Yeah. Yeah.
It says they originate in China.
Yeah.
Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, if you look at their name, it kind of looks Chinese.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The second part of it does.
Yeah, Ziu. Is that what it is? Ziu.
Something
like that.
T-Z-U.
Yeah. Shih Tzu. Hiya. Shih Tzu. You take a Shih Tzu. Chris left the room to take a Shih Tzu.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm done with pets. That was the whole point of me to even bringing that up because I'm just sick and tired of them. They're too much work. They're fucking pain in the ass. I love my cats. You know, I love my girlfriend's dog. You know, and me and her are on the same page. Yeah. When our pets are gone, that's it. I'm done.
Add a kid to that mix. Now you have to worry about the fucking pets.
Well, no. It can't be both. It's got to be one or the other. No, you already had the dogs, though. Yeah. So it's,
what's going to happen when you have the kid and the kid wants to have a pet growing up?
Oh, he's gonna have to move out, get a job.
Well, I think when he's old enough, you gotta let him know that your responsibility.
You don't even do that. That's the biggest. See, that's why most parents are stupid.
You're gonna get stuck doing it.
Exactly.
Because
that's why parents are fucking stupid. Because they sit there and they yell at their kid, and the kid cries like, "I'll take care of it. I promise, I'll take care." And fucking 3 weeks later, that kid doesn't do a fucking thing.
That's what happens.
So no. You're not getting a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Get the kid a stuffed animal.
Yeah, they're paying the ass.
Yeah. Get him a dogfish.
Yeah, it's something easy.
Dogfish.
Yeah, or a catfish.
Yeah, catfish.
But, you know,
meow.
Add a kid in that mix, dude. It's just a
no.
Hootie and the blowfish.
Motherfuckers. Pets. Beautiful. You guys done?
Let's be out.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone and tune in if you have a Droid. And donate. Go to the website, riotcast.com/jerseyjerks.
You can tune in if you have a laptop.
Huh?
Laptop, desktop.
I said you could tune in if you have a laptop.
You know that.
Smart device.
Ustream.
Tablet.
Whatever. Anywhere.
Bring us out with a rap.
I can't rap.
You will next
Marcos
week, right?
Marcos has a beard. It's really weird.
Don't do the same
there
one.
There you go. That's all I got.
Okay.
You guys tore my life apart today, okay?
You're going to come strong next week, right?
I'm going to try. I'm going to do the best I can.
Anything will be awesome.
All right.
Just no Kings of Leon.
Okay.
No. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.